Thank you for joining me today. I trust you had a good weekend and a good day thus far as we make our way into the late afternoon. At the start of a new week of God Is, I want to welcome you if you're a new listener. I'm glad you're here. And of course, those of you who join me every day at this time, what a joy to be together again. We're moving along in our understanding of who God is as reflected in the gospel of God. It's through the gospel of God that holy God makes unholy people holy. How is it that God, who is three times holy, 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 makes Christ's followers holy? God does so through the gospel. And so we have to know what the gospel is, and for that, I bring us back to the book of Romans, and specifically chapter 1 and verses 16 through 18. Let me read all of that for you as we begin, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "But the righteous man shall live by faith." For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And we've already covered much of this in our ongoing exploration of the Bible. We have a major piece remaining, and that is verse 17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "But the righteous man shall live by faith." And we will be coming to that very soon. Verse 17 is of crucial importance because our fourth keyword is there, and that is the word righteousness. But we take the scripture in order, and so first we have to talk about this phrase in verse 16, to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And I explained who the Greeks are last week, and we launched our understanding of the Jew first last time. Here's a reminder. The Jew first indicates that the gospel started with the Jews, and then continued to the Gentiles. And that is true. When we look at this statement in light of history, we understand why Paul puts the Jew first. He is not saying the Jews are more important than the Gentiles. He is not saying the Jews are more worth saving than the Gentiles. He is simply saying from the perspective of time, chronologically, the Jew came first. Let me show you what Paul means. And I'll put this to you in four ways. First, the Jewish people are God's chosen people. This is what the Bible's Old Testament demonstrates. But God did not choose the Jewish people because of favoritism, or because he loved the Jews more, or even because God thought the Jews would obey him. No, God chose the Jewish people to be God's witnesses in the world. God set apart a people for himself so that through those people, God could draw all the people of the world into right relationship with him. The Israelites were to be a witnessing community. They were to witness to the other nations, the Gentile nations around them, of the salvation of our God. And we looked at texts in the Old Testament, such as Isaiah 42 and 49, and Genesis 12, and New Testament texts such as Acts 13, which clearly demonstrate the validity of my first point. First, the Jewish people are God's chosen people, and they are chosen in order to be a light to the Gentiles. Paul, the author of Romans, is himself Jewish, and he clearly sees his mission as being the same as his predecessors, the ancient Israelites, the ancient Jews. Take the message of salvation to the Gentiles, the non-Jews. In the words of Paul himself, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now, all that's by way of review, and every one of those broadcasts are available from the WEZE website for you to hear again. Just go to www.590amtheword.com. That's www.590amtheword.com and click the link near the top of the webpage marked Podcasts. Podcasts. You'll find God Is there. Click that link and up pops every single broadcast I've ever done. Should you need more information about this, email me, Mark, at markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K. At markaswallow.com. And I will respond to your email quickly. I'm always happy to hear from you. Today, let's move on to my second point. Remember, I'm telling you why Paul says that the gospel is for everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Why does the Jew come first? My first point was that the Jewish people are God's chosen people. And now second, Jesus demonstrates that salvation comes from the Jews. Why does Paul say the Jew first? Paul says it because Jesus says it. Jesus is Paul's master, and so whatever Jesus has taught the Apostle Paul, then this is what Paul teaches us. And let's see this in the biblical text. In John's Gospel, the New Testament book of John, and the fourth chapter, Jesus is in conversation with a Samaritan, so a non-Jewish woman at a well. This is a true story from the life of Jesus that is very familiar to many of you. If you don't know it, I'd like to encourage you to read all of John chapter 4 on your own later today. Now, this is John chapter 4. But right now, let me take you down to verse 22. So if you have your Bible there, put your finger at John 4 and verse 22. At this point in the dialogue, the woman and Jesus are discussing worship of the one true God, and Jesus says to her, verse 22, "You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is from the Jews." The key part of this verse for our discussion is this. Salvation is from the Jews. Jesus says salvation is from the Jews. Well, of course, Jesus is talking about himself. And if you read on in the story, you will see that the woman gets it. Jesus himself is the Jewish Messiah. He is the one that is going to save people. Salvation. From their sins. Jesus is going to save any Jew who will believe in him by faith alone, and Jesus is going to save any Gentile, any Greek, any non-Jew who will believe in him by faith alone. Since the woman is a Gentile, a Samaritan, a non-Jew, this is significant for her to know. And how will Jesus provide the salvation that he tells her about? He will do so by his death on the cross for our sins and by his resurrection from the dead, which is still future at the time of his conversation with the woman at the well. So note this when you have a chance. In John 4:22, Jesus himself says, "Salvation is from the Jews." And now go over in your copy of the Bible to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 24. So we were in the book of John, and now I'm taking us backwards in order of our New Testaments to the book of Matthew. In this passage, we are going to hear from Jesus again and listen to the specifics of his mission on earth. Jesus says the following to his disciples who are asking for him to please deal with a Canaanite woman. So again, a Gentile, a non-Jew, to heal this Canaanite woman's daughter who is cruelly demon-possessed. Listen now for Jesus' response. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Here again is this emphasis, the Jew first. Jesus has been sent by God, his Father in heaven, to proclaim who God is to the Jewish people. This is Jesus' focus. This is where he starts. In fact, Jesus also instructs his own disciples, all Jews themselves, to also go to the Israelites first. "Go to your own people first," he will say. Listen now to the words of Jesus to the 12 in Matthew chapter 10 and verses 5 and 6. This is Matthew chapter 10 and verses 5 and 6. "These 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, 'Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.'" These are pretty clear instructions. Do not go to the Gentiles. Do not go to the Samaritans. And there is that phrase again, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And did you know that phrase actually comes directly from the Old Testament? Listen to the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 6. "My people have become lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have made them turn aside on the mountains. They have gone along from mountain to hill and have forgotten their resting place." That is Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 6. Did you hear it? "My people have become lost sheep." The book of Jeremiah says lost sheep, and Jesus says lost sheep of the house of Israel. They're talking about the same group of people, the Jews. Jeremiah speaks of the Jews, and now Jesus speaks also of the Jews. So the Jews have lost their way. They're lost, but Jesus has come to save those who are lost. Jesus is the great shepherd, and he's come to rescue his sheep. And who are those sheep? They are the Jews. What have we been reading about in all these texts? It's this: Jesus demonstrates that salvation comes from the Jews. Salvation comes from Jesus, a Jew, to the Jews first. Paul the Apostle then picks up on this in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 when he writes that the gospel is for everyone who believes, to the Jew first. And again, we are amazed and full of wonder with how the Bible fits perfectly together. We read Romans 1 verse 16, and that led us to John 4 verse 22, and that led us back to Matthew chapters 15 and 10. And then that took us all the way back to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, and all these texts are saying the exact same thing. They're all supporting one another, the Jew first. It's crucial to understand when you read the Bible how well it fits together. And if you will actually just read the biblical text, you will see this for yourself. When you're reading along in the Bible and you come to something that you do not understand, here's what you can do. Note it, but keep reading. And I guarantee that eventually your question will be answered. That's the beauty of the Bible. Well, I've told you that I have four insights into why the Apostle Paul says the Jew first. I've now given you my first two. My first insight was that the Jewish people are God's chosen people. And my second insight is that Jesus demonstrates that salvation comes from the Jews. And tomorrow we'll move on to number three. We might even get into number four as well. So I look forward to welcoming you right back here tomorrow, for God is...